You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Greg Knoll, local rock and roller here in the Motherlode, and we're going to talk a little bit about his band Crazy Ivan, because they return after a two-year hiatus. They return this evening to the Willow Creek Lounge tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock at Black Oak Casino. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
You have been in some bands, pretty popular in places like Europe, Germany, Japan.
Yeah, Villain back in the 80s continues to be popular over there today. And then our first album that came out in 85, I want to say, that continues to be re-released. I call it the thing that wouldn't die.
Is that right?
Yeah.
With all of your travels around the world and playing in various groups and organizations, what brought you up to Tuolumne County?
We moved here in 1977. My grandparents moved up here in 1975. So I spent a couple summers here before that. I mean, we just love it here. I love it here still. And I've moved away. I've lived in the Bay Area, Hollywood, San Diego, but I always came back here because it's home.
Tell me a little bit about the group Crazy Ivan and your history with Crazy Ivan.
Crazy Ivan has been many, many different things over the years. We've been together, well, except for the last 2 years. In total, it was 17 years ago that we got together, I guess. 17? Something like that. And Jim Anderson and myself have always been kind of the constant thing there. He's been my musical partner forever. And then we've had several different people in the band. It started with Chris Osward on the bass. Then Bob Huffman. Kevin Jaquetta was in there for a while, did bass and keyboards. Mike Gonzalez he's in Journey Revisited now. Bob's back in the band now. And since I'm not playing, we also have a guitar player in here too named Tracy Gerard, who used to play with Chains Required.
And Crazy Ivan is a cover band.
Now, for sure, all cover band, yeah.
I want to get a little personal because Crazy Ivan went on a sudden hiatus a couple of years ago. What happened?
I had a diabetic stroke, and this kind of goes back to that whole rock and roll lifestyle. I mean, I hit it hard for years. I was drinking way too much, and I mean, I hate to say this, but I was type 1 diabetic for about 15 years, and I just didn't really ever slow down. I probably speed it up. The thing is, when you're diagnosed type 1 and they're saying you can control this mostly with oral medications and diet and exercise and all that, you kind of go, well, it must not be that serious then. And as it turns out, it's very, very serious and you got to be careful. And when you're playing at a club or a roadhouse or a bar or something like that, the alcohol's free and you consider it part of your pay. So you feel like, well, if I don't drink, I'm not partaking in the whole experience. Like if we had a place to stay or if I had someone else driving, game on. And it ended up in 2011 with that stroke.
How serious of a stroke was this?
It was, I thought I was dead. I was paralyzed from the nose down. I was on a respirator. And the doctor looked me in the eye. Oh, the only thing I could move were my eyes. And he said, you're having a stroke. There's a medication I can give you, and it's either going to make you all better or it's going to kill you. And do you want it? And I just kind of looked up and down, like, you know, with my eyes. I thought if I'm going to stay like this for the rest of my life, then yeah, I mean, I don't want to be around for that. And so they gave it to me. And I was laying there thinking, you know, I did the, like in the movies where you go, I had a good run, and I was prepared, you know, I was very calm and prepared to kind of go. And I was like, oh, my kids are going to be bummed out and the grandkids are going to be bummed out. And they asked me, you know, do you want your mom to come? And my mom and my stepdad live in Nevada. And I said, yeah, well, I thought they'd have to bury me. So I thought, well, yeah, they better come over, which if I had known the drug was going to work, I probably, cause they drove all night in the snow. And, I was laying there, and I don't even remember how much time had elapsed. My fingers started working, and then my toes started working. And then every once in a while, they'd take me off the respirator to see if I could breathe again. And finally, they did it, and I could breathe again. And I was like, well, I guess it worked. Ever since then, I don't think I realized how miserable I must have been before, but now I absolutely love everything and everybody, and I never take anything for granted ever.
You love life now.
Absolutely.
When you mention your early rock and roll lifestyle and some of the things behind the scenes, behind the stage, as it were, and the alcohol, do you feel that you brought the stroke on yourself?
I do, yes. I mean, I wish, and looking back, you know, everybody says hindsight is 20/20, and it's really true. Looking back, if I could change it, like I said, it just didn't seem like that big of a deal. If I could go back, I would undo a lot of the, and I mean, I cheated eating too. I mean, I miss, there are things like Lucky Charms. I can never, ever have that again. And if I had known better, I would have quit eating that kind of stuff a long time ago.
You're not the kind of person then who says, if I could go back and do it all over again, I would?
No, I would change everything and be healthier for sure. I can look at this as, because there are big changes in the way I am now, physically, not just mentally. But the thing is, it did wake me up, you know. And like I said, I didn't know how miserable I was. And I have friends that tell me, yeah, you were. I mean, I think I was a nice guy. I like to think I was a nice guy. But I'm a lot happier now. And I look at life a lot different now. I've cleaned my, I mean, I still drink once in a while. I'm allowed to have so many, you know, a couple drinks in a setting. I just choose most of the time not to do it just because I feel like it's not that healthy. And then the huge thing is that I can't play guitar right now. And that hopefully everybody says is temporary, but it's a little like trying to play left-handed. My brain knows exactly what to do, but when it's just my left hand. I have some nerve damage in my left arm.
So it's the coordination.
Yeah, it's playing the chords and the notes with my left hand. The right hand's fine. I can do all the picking and stuff. But somewhere between my brain and my left hand, it just...
Can that be improved, or are you going through therapy?
I did some physical therapy. And the thing is for my hand, I did some other physical therapy for effects of the stroke for a while afterwards. And for the hand, it's all stuff I can do at home. And I do. Yeah, I do some exercising.
You will not be on the guitar this evening.
No.
Crazy Ivan returns, so...
I'll be singing lead.
The return of Crazy Ivan this evening, 8 o'clock, Willow Creek Lounge at Black Oak Casino. Greg, anything else?
I just really, really hope everybody comes. I'd love to, I mean, we've missed everybody so much. I mean, people we used to see every week, and now we never see them. So I'm hoping everybody that used to come out and see us will come out. And people that have never been out to see us. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a party.
Be there and support you and say hello to you. Greg Knoll, appreciate the talk.
Thank you, Mark.